Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have more breaking news. It never stops. California Democrats, about 20, 25 minutes ago, have passed a redistricting plan to counter Texas Republicans. This according to reporting by the New York Times reporter Laurel Rosenthal. She writes, California lawmakers on Thursday approved a sweeping plan to elect more Democrats by redrawing congressional districts, delivering an immediate counterpunch to the gerrymandered map that Republicans in Texas are passing at the direction of President Trump. The Democratic-controlled legislature in California sent a package of redistricting bills to Governor Gavin Newsom, who intends to sign them on Thursday afternoon. The governor is also expected to declare a special election on November 4th that will ask voters to grant their final approval to the newly drawn congressional districts. Wow. Also, just moments ago, in a fractured ruling, the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 vote that the Trump administration could, for now, this is, again, the shadow docket, the emergency docket, ruled that the Trump administration can, for now, cancel more than $780 million in grants from the National Institutes of Health that the government said had been intended to explore topics like fairness. You know, what they like to call woke ideology, and vaccine hesitancy. But a different 5-justice majority of that same court lets stand for now a lower court's ruling that the administration's underlying policy directing the cuts was probably unlawful and should be put on hold. I'm sorry, make it make sense. Well, you can stop paying the grants, but we're pretty sure it's illegal. But do it any... I'm sorry, the Roberts Court is just an embarrassment on every single level. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of what do we as Americans define as heroic? And I wanted to talk about this just very briefly this afternoon because Donald Trump told radio host Mark Levin this week that he's a war hero. He said this, referring to Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a war hero because we work together. He's a war hero, again, referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump continued and said, quote, I guess I am too. Nobody cares, but I am too. I mean, I sent those planes, end quote. This from a serial draft dodger, President Bonespur. This from the guy that disparaged prisoners of war, said he doesn't like people who get captured. He likes people that don't get captured. This from the man that dismissed war dead as suckers and losers. This from a man who stood in Arlington Cemetery next to a grave of a Marine who gave his life in service of this country, smiling with a thumbs up for a photo opportunity. This is the same Donald Trump who claimed himself to be a survivor of his own personal Vietnam because he didn't get an STD in the 90s, despite the presumably many, many, many women he was sleeping with, some when he was married. In an interview with Howard Stern, he said this, quote, it's like Vietnam, sort of. It's my personal Vietnam. I feel like a great and brave soldier, end quote. This from a man whose administration sent out and posted to social media and promoted the photo of Donald Trump in a made-up military uniform that his prep school used on the anniversary of the Army's establishment, as if he was an actual soldier. No. He was a toy soldier. I've been hearing on the text lines, and we heard from Officer Hodges, that heroism requires personal sacrifice, and that a hero certainly can never declare themselves a hero. And it got me wondering, when is it okay, or when did it become okay and acceptable for someone to be the level of braggart with absolutely no there that Donald Trump is? When did conservatives and Republicans think that the chest-thumping, self-congratulatory, completely unsupported bravado of a draft dodger was the brand that they wanted for their party? I don't get it. I don't hear anyone in conservative radio talking about how despicable this is. That he considers himself a war hero when he has never served. When did we turn this page? When did we lose this formerly reverential respect that we have for the sacrifices of those in our military, as well as law enforcement? When did we lose the respect at such a great degree that we would elect someone like Donald Trump and then defend the most egregious violations of our shared and commonly held values? I don't know when this happened, but I know it has, and I know it can be fixed. And the way that we fix it, by listening to people like Officer Daniel Hodges, and by speaking up in our own way through protest and voting, to make sure that we never elect a man so constitutionally unfit to be president that without serving a day in our military would have the audacity, the bravado, the ego, the self-centeredness to declare himself a war hero. Shame on you, Mr. President. That's going to do it for me. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.